In the gospel reading today, our Lord tells us that whoever wishes to come after him must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow the Lord. It's interesting that we have this particular reading today because as we celebrate the feast of St. Teresa Benedicta, who is also known as Edith Stein. Edith Stein was a Jewish woman who is a philosopher, brilliant, brilliant lady. Having read St. Teresa of Avila, she converted to Catholicism, and she wrote quite a number of works. She is a phenomenologist, is what that is, the philosophy that she embraced and taught, which is a bottom-up approach. Traditionally, in the Catholic way of looking at things, it's been a top-down approach, but the phenomenologists bring it from the bottom up. Pope John Paul was also a phenomenologist. So people look at his works and they sometimes struggle trying to understand because he's coming at it from a whole different perspective. But she became a Carmelite nun. And in the monastery, she continued her writing. And the last work that she wrote is called The Science of the Cross. And she was pondering this as she was ultimately getting ready for death. Having the Jewish blood, the Nazis, of course, were after her, ultimately caught up to her and put her to death in a concentration camp. And interestingly, when they went into her cell shortly before she was, well, just shortly after she had been arrested by the Nazis, she had pulled this book out and was putting some finishing touches on it, making a few adjustments to her final work, The Science of the Cross. In it, she's looking at St. John of the Cross and explaining all the different purifications and things like that. It's not an easy reading book by any means. It's a philosophical and theological work, but very profound. But it's interesting that this is how God prepared her for the martyrdom that she was going to endure, is that she focused on the cross. So it's an opportunity for us to be able to even look at that and ask this out the question, am I willing to look at the cross? The Lord told us that if we're going to follow him, if we're going to be his disciples, we have to take up our cross. He didn't give us an option. And I can guarantee you in the life of every single person here, there is a fair amount of suffering. The problem is being human, and on top of that, being American, that is what we do not want. We don't want the suffering. We do everything that we can to avoid it, to get out of it. The Lord tells us that we have to embrace it, that we can actually do something good with it, and that he is doing something good with it. Through the suffering, he brings about purification for us. Through the suffering, he brings about growth in holiness. As some of the things are purified out and we are able to grow in virtue because we have to learn patience, we have to learn charity, we have to learn perseverance, all those things. That only comes through suffering. You're not going to learn patience or perseverance by sitting in front of the TV doing nothing. And I suppose the only patience you can learn is, I have to watch more commercials. What a waste. What a waste of a life. God wants you to be holy. And so he's asking us to accept the sufferings that come, to carry those, to allow the Lord to work in our lives with the circumstances that are there. Maybe there are health problems. Now again, something like this doesn't mean, well, that means if the Lord provided this health problem, I don't need to go to a doctor. I just need to accept it, and if it's going to kill me, I guess I'm going to die. No. It's reasonable to go to a doctor. It's reasonable to try to be healed. But at the same time, it's also reasonable to be able to say, but as long as I have this, How do I make good with it? How do I allow the Lord to work in my life with it? The same is true with relationships. The same is true with any kind of suffering that is there. Maybe there's emotional suffering. Maybe it's mental suffering, physical suffering, whatever it may be. What is God trying to do? It doesn't mean that God is the one causing it, but as long as it's there, he's going to make use of it. Sometimes he's the one who will cause it, just as he said, I'm the one who brings both death and life. I inflict the wounds and I heal them. If he's going to inflict us with something, it's because he wants to heal us. He has to tear the wound open sometimes because it's infected on the inside and it needs to be ripped open so that it can heal. Sort of like a boil. They have to cut it open and they have to keep it open because it actually has to heal from the inside. If they try to sew it up, it's just going to come right back. So we can't just cover the things up, which is what we tend to like to do. God will rip them open so that we have to face them. It's painful. It's frustrating. It's a lot of suffering. It's the cross. Are we willing to endure these things? Are we willing to accept them? Now again, this isn't something that you can just simply do by going through your day and saying, okay, well, I guess I just have to accept it. Yeah, you can tough things out, but you're not going to grow through it. You have to pray. We have to turn to the Lord. We have to go through it with him. We can carry our cross with him. And we need his grace to be able to do with whatever it is he's giving us, to do what he wants to have done. If all we're doing is toughing it out, yeah, I suppose we can become more patient in doing that. But that may not be the only reason he's giving it to us. So why is it there? What's he trying to do? What's he working on? So how can I cooperate? How can I carry this cross well? These are not easy things. We just want easy. We want everything on a silver platter. It's not the way that he told us it's going to be. But unfortunately, it's the lie that lots of Christian people have bought. And consequently, a lot of Catholic people have bought into it as well. Because it's a whole lot easier to listen to than the truth. It's a whole lot more pleasant than listening to what Jesus actually said. And isn't it amazing that we can't find any place where Jesus said anything like that, so we just say, that's what Jesus wants. He doesn't want you to suffer. He did it all for you. He doesn't want anything like that for you. No, 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 no. He did it all. You don't have to. He didn't say that. None of the apostles said that. No saint has ever said that. But it's a whole lot easier to listen to than if you want to be my disciple, you have to take up your cross. Yeah. We want the easy way. But he told us about that too. The way that leads to perdition is wide and smooth and easy. Do we really want the easy way that's going to lead us to perdition? The way that leads to life, he said, is rough and narrow. It's carrying the cross. And it's a narrow road because there aren't very many people willing to do it. And so we have that choice to make. Do we really want to be his follower? I mean, really, do we want to be his follower in reality, or do we want to be his follower by giving him lip service? Lip service isn't going to get us anywhere. It sounds good, but it's only surface level. He wants the heart. He wants your heart. He wants you. That's what he wants. He wants you. Do you want him becomes the question. If you want him, you have to accept him and receive him for who he is. He's the Christ because of the cross. And if we want to be his disciples, we must take up our cross and we must follow him.